You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's time to play like a Jet
with your host, Scott Mason.
Play like a Jet. What does that mean?
Garrett Wilson. Wow! What a catch! Touchdown, Jets! That kid's amazing. Gibson on the return. Near side. I don't see any flags. Gibson inside the 30. Hits the Jets. And he's going to go! Jets win it! Touchdown, rookie Xavier Gibson. Game over.
Allen has time. Intercepted. Sauce Gardner's got it, Allen. Tripped up. He could not get past Jermaine Johnson. Oh, look at the speed of Breece Hall. He's done it again. Breece Lightning, 62 yards for the touchdown.
And he's sacked again by Quinnen Williams. What a beast, number 95 for the Jets.
Listen.
This is Play Like a Jet. My name is Scott Mason. You can follow me on Twitter at PlayLikeAJet1. It's time to answer your mailbag questions. And so for that, we bring in our friend who is the editor over at JetNation.com, Mr. Glenn Naughton. Glenn, less than a week away from the NFL draft. I'm really looking forward to it. Man, a lot of questions going on around the Jets. A lot of questions in the mailbag, too. So looking forward to answering some of them with you.
Yeah, you know, I'm surprised no one's brought up the possibility of Brock Bowers to the Jets at 10. I think that's sort of an under-the-radar possibility.
You know what's crazy, Glenn? How has nobody argued over whether or not Bowers as a tight end is worth the 10th pick? And how has nobody argued over whether the Jets should pick a pass catcher or an offensive lineman? It's crazy to me that everybody seems to be in agreement.
Everyone's asleep at the wheel. No one's paying attention, Scott.
Oh, boy, this is going to be a fun couple of days, Glenn. First question comes in from Peter J. Dillard. He says, hey, Scott and Glenn, lots of praise for the Jets offseason moves around the league and mostly with the Jets fan base. We did not hear much about Aaron Rodgers, guys. Do you think there was a discussion behind closed doors between the Jets and Aaron Rodgers about not repeating the previous mistake? Or was Aaron Rodgers just busy dealing with other things, i.e. the possibility of entering politics? It could be a combination of both. Honestly, I think what may have happened is they may have actually had a conversation of sorts. And I don't know that they said, Aaron, we're laying down the line. It might just have been them saying, look, the guys you brought in didn't work out so well. Let's go with some guys that have more established track records. And I think Rodgers probably, to his credit, realized that what happened last year was a disaster and sort of relented. If I were to guess, I don't have any inside information on this, so I think that's probably what happened. And look, if you're Aaron Rodgers, why would you object to getting a guy like Morgan Moses or Tyron Smith or Mike Williams, right? So I think that's probably what it was. I don't know that there was any strict talking to or anything like that. They probably all just sat down and came to a realization that they needed to do something different this offseason. And Glenn, if you think about it, you and I were pounding the table last offseason saying, look, they didn't do enough here on offense especially. they haven't put together enough real pieces for the Jets to be an actual Super Bowl contender. Playoff contender, sure. Super Bowl contender, they still needed to make moves. We talked about picking a wide receiver. We talked about signing DeAndre Hopkins. There were a bunch of other moves we talked about. I think this year, they went into free agency doing more or less what we said they should have done last year.
Yeah, I think you're probably right in that, you know, I doubt there was a, you know, anything contentious, but I said it during the year, I believe at some point, that every guy that Aaron Rodgers wanted, whether it was, you know, whether it was him lobbying for Dalvin Cook, you know, Alan Lazard, of course, you know, Lazard came in before Rodgers, but, you know, there had to be a connection there. Basically, nobody who he wanted worked out. So I don't think a lot would have to be said. You know, Joe Douglas, you say, look, hey, man, we'll look for your input. You know, we'll send you clips of the first rounders we're looking at. Of course, we want to hear your say, but, you know, we're going to go in the directions we feel is best for us this year. Appreciate your contribution in the guys you suggested, but none of them were good. So I think that's the right way to go. I'm not 100% sold, Scott, and you and I have both talked about this. I'm not sold on the Jets still not adding another veteran tackle. There are guys out there. And of course the name that pops up every now and then is David Bakhtiari. He's very close with Rodgers. I could see, you know, if the Jets are looking to add a veteran tackle, which they should be doing, Bakhtiari is a guy that if he checks out medically this time, given the injury history, you don't want him as a starter, but as a backup for a couple of games, he might be suitable. The question becomes, is he close enough to Aaron Rodgers? And does he, you know, it would be a combination, right? Like if he feels like his bond with Rodgers, plus how close the Jets are, how big of a pay cut is he willing to take to possibly be a backup? I don't think it happens if another team offers him starter money, but I don't know if that's going to happen. I mean, what team is going to look at a guy like Bakhtiari and say, yeah, here's NFL starting tackle money for a guy who played, what, one or two games last year and a couple games a year before that? So he's going to have a hard time getting the deal he probably feels he's worth talent-wise. So if the money's going to be small no matter where he goes, maybe he comes to a place where he can play with Rodgers and feels like he has a chance to win, and given Tyron Smith's injury history, where he'll have a chance to play a handful of games.
Glenn, we've talked about this before. There's still a couple of veterans out there. Bakhtiari would be one of them. Donovan Smith is somebody I've talked about a lot. Yes, Donovan Smith's not a great offensive tackle. If he was, he'd be signed by now. But he was good enough to start the entire season for the Super Bowl champion Chiefs. As a backup tackle, I think he'd be an ideal fit. He grew up a Jets fan, too, so there's another name. I think what's probably happening is the Jets are waiting until after the draft. After that point, they won't have to worry about the comp formula, and they can go and get somebody that they know they can bring in here and be insurance. They're probably also waiting to see if they draft somebody they like at tackle, because if they do that, then maybe they don't see the need to go out and get a veteran tackle. So I think that's really what's going on here, is they're going to wait and see how the draft shakes out, and then they'll figure out what they're going to do from here. Next question comes in from Michael Christopher. This is a really good question. It's actually two parts. The first one is, gentlemen, what is your draft day food of choice? We'll get back to that because I honestly am not even sure, but we can discuss options. The second part is, can you both discuss what Minnick Himes was talking about in terms of the financials in drafting a tight end compared to a premium position? I know Bowers isn't a traditional tight end, but a playmaker, so we have to bear that in mind. Minnick Himes on her podcast had a former NFL scout on. His name is Brentley Weissman, and they talked about the difference between picking a tight end or a wide receiver at number 10, and they specifically referenced the Jets. And what they were saying is that if you get a guy at wide receiver who's an absolute star, like a Garrett Wilson, and you have him for $5, $6 million a year for 4 to 5 years, you're getting a huge bargain because the star wide receivers now are getting $20, $25 million, right? But if you get a star tight end, you're not getting anywhere near as much value because the top of the line tight end is going to get $13 to $15 million. And essentially, the argument is that the margin for error with a wide receiver is much greater than the margin of error for a tight end picked that high. And they're not wrong about that. If you pick Brock Bowers, he better be a star. He better be a guy that's a Pro Bowl caliber player. He better make an instant impact. He better be a top five tight end at the minimum. You better be getting a guy who at worst gives you what Dalton Kincaid gave the Bills last year in his first year in Buffalo. So you have to keep that in mind when you draft Bowers. In other words, you got to really believe in him. I'm not saying that Bowers and Adunze are going to be on the board at the same time, but what they were talking about is they were saying, if those two guys are both on the board and you have a relatively similar grade, you've got to go with Adunze because of the value. And I agree. If Adunze and Bowers are both on the board and the Jets have a similar grade on the two players, take Adunze. You're getting much better value there, no question. It all comes down to how much do you like Bowers as opposed to how much do you like Adunze in that particular scenario. And they were even talking about how if you were, say, the Colts and you were at number 15, you'd feel more comfortable because the value at 15 is a lot higher than the value at 10 in terms of getting a guy who doesn't play a premium position. What Brentley Weissman also said is that you have to factor in the team's situation. How close are they to winning? What's the rest of the roster composition? All that. And that's where the Bowers discussion gets interesting with the Jets, because not only could he potentially be a big piece for their offense going forward, but you've got a 41-year-old quarterback and you need a playmaker that could come in here and make a difference right now. So if you haven't listened to the clip, Michael Christopher, who is on Twitter at Big Dogs, that's Dogs with a Z, 1318, has the clip on his Twitter. You can find it there. I thought it was an interesting discussion. And Glenn, I'm in the camp of, I would be fine with Adunze or Bowers. I like them both. And I think the Jets really need a premium weapon. If they trade down and grab somebody else, and we'll deal with questions about that in a little bit, I'd be fine with that too. But if you do take Bowers at 10, obviously you're doing it with the understanding that you need him to become a really big-time player. Otherwise, that pick ends up being very underwhelming. It sort of goes back to the question about picking a guy like Jamal Adams, right? Jamal Adams played really, really well for the Jets for a couple of years, but at sixth overall, they could have had Marshon Lattimore, who would have provided a lot more value at corner. We don't even need to get into the discussion about the two quarterbacks, Watson and Mahomes. So if you're getting Bowers there, you better be convinced that he's going to be an elite playmaker. It's got to be a situation where he ends up being a Deebo Samuel type, where he's a jack-of-all-trades type of weapon, or a George Kittle type of tight end. That's what you need from Brock Bowers. And if you think that Adunze will provide similar value in terms of production, you go and get Adunze because of what they're talking about, which is the difference between what a top tight end is valued at and what a top wide receiver is valued at, even if Bowers isn't a traditional tight end. The question, of course, is, would the Jets see it that way? They could possibly have Bowers way ahead of Adunze, theoretically. And in that case, that's where the discussion changes.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's the main point. It's one of the arguments I've heard against drafting Bowers, is the fact that you're not getting that $20, $25 million a year guy at a much cheaper rate. So you're not saving as much money, which I get that. But I feel like, you know, there are a lot of layers to whether or not you take Bowers. And one of them is, I feel like his versatility, his ability to create mismatches, mm-hmm. I think he's a guy who does get this offense to another level, aside from the fact that he's a great fit for, you know, the way his game matches up with what Aaron Rodgers likes to do, right? We've talked many times. We talked about it last year with Jaxon Smith-Njigba. Guys who play well around the line of scrimmage, who get open quickly, that's exactly what Aaron Rodgers, that's where he thrives. So there's, at some point, I get the money argument. But at some point, you just have to say, what is this guy going to do for us? And I feel like what Brock Bowers does, because of his specific skill set and Aaron Rodgers' specific playing style, I think he alone could bring this offense up to another level. That's not to say Romo Adunze won't be good. That's not to say I wouldn't like to have Romo Adunze on my roster. If the Jets take him at 10, I'm fine with that. But a lot of what he does is, you know, run a go route and win a jump ball, which is great if you can do it consistently, and he did do it consistently in college. Is he going to be able to win 75% of his jump balls at the pro level, where the DBs are better? That remains to be seen. And again, I'm not saying he's not a good player. I just think that for what Bowers brings, he's worth, you know, looking at it and saying, okay, on this occasion, we're not saving the money we normally would in a rookie over an established vet, but he brings enough to the table. Also worth mentioning, Scott, honestly, I've taken on so much draft content, I forget who said it. But I did see one mock draft that said, don't be surprised if in the next couple of years, Bowers fights to be listed as a wide receiver.
Sure.
Because if he's used in the pros the way he was in college, he's going to spend the majority of his time playing wide receiver. And we saw this years ago with Jimmy Graham and the Saints, where the Saints wanted to franchise him as a tight end, and his agent is going to the league and, you know, Players Association or whoever, and saying, look how much time my guy spends at wide receiver, and they're trying to pay him as a tight end. So this could be a thing where Bowers is listed as a tight end today, and 2 or 3 years from now, he's listed as a wide receiver.
Deebo Samuel is a good example of a guy who's not a traditional player to his position, but has turned out to be an enormous difference maker for a contending team, a team that, in fact, went to the Super Bowl with Deebo Samuel more than once. And if you look at what Deebo Samuel does, he's not just a wide receiver, obviously. They line him up in a variety of different ways. They even have him run the ball out of the backfield. And so if you look at the value he's provided, even though he was a second-round pick, and people will point that out, the Jets tried to trade the number 10 overall pick for the privilege of paying Samuel over $20 million. So that tells you how valuable he is in that offense. If Brock Bowers could be somewhere between Deebo Samuel and George Kittle, two of the best weapons in the 49ers offense, because obviously Kittle the tight end and then Samuel's more of that jack of all trades, then you would obviously say that it's worth it at number 10. But you have to have a very strong belief in Brock Bowers, considering the position that he plays, even if he's not a traditional tight end, to take him at 10. I have that strong belief, Glenn. I think you do. Whether the Jets do or don't, we will find out in short order if they don't trade down, because we've got a question about that. But before we get to that question, let's address the draft day food choice. I'm going to be honest, Glenn, I still haven't made up my mind what I'm going to be eating on draft day. The only thing I know is that I'm going to have about 2 gallons of water next to me.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. You know, normally I treat it as if I would a Sunday, a game day, and I'll get, you know, some wings and ranch and some chips. I don't know what the deal will be this year, though, because we are actually going to give this a go on Jet Nation Radio. We're going to try to be live for every pick. So I don't know that, like, every pick of the draft from pick 1 to pick 257. I don't know that I'll be chowing down on wings on camera, look like a damn animal. So this draft may be just sneaking off for snacks every now and then. But normally, yeah, I treat the draft like I treat a game day. Get some wings, get some ranch and some chips and dip.
Next question, and I alluded to this before in terms of a question about a trade down, comes in from Sean Stalker. He says, what are your thoughts on trading down with the intent on taking Brian Thomas Jr.? His deep play ability would match with Roger's strengths and open up the middle of the field for Garrett Wilson. Plus, having a weapon like him and Breece Hall would be difficult for teams to defend against. Honestly, Brian Thomas Jr. would be my number one choice if the Jets were to trade down. I think he'd be a great fit in the offense, and I think he could turn into an excellent wide receiver. I would not be against the Jets trading down a few spots and taking Brian Thomas Jr. at all, especially if it meant that they could recoup a second-round pick or even get a third-round pick, because then they'd have 2/3 and 2/4, and they could easily move into the second round. I really like Brian Thomas Jr. a lot, and I've said this before, I think the gap from Neighbors and Harrison to Odunze is significantly larger than the gap from Odunze to Brian Thomas Jr. I will say one guy that I'm starting to get a little nervous about is Adonai Mitchell. I like him a lot. Big fan of his. Texas fan. And I've said many times, if you look at his numbers, a big part of the reason why is because of the Sarkisian offense and Quinn Ewers. However, I recently heard some things and blood sugar issues, and that could be a potential nightmare, because we all remember what went on with Jay Cutler and all the disastrous things that we heard about how he would get moody and the coaches would have problems with him and the players would have problems with him. I get that it's not his fault, that it's a medical condition, but you don't want to have a player, especially in a win now window, that is going to possibly cause problems because of something like that. So Brian Thomas Jr. now is my number one wide receiver past those top three by a long shot, largely because of what I heard about Adonai Mitchell. But I would not be against the move like that at all. I think Thomas is really, really good. And if they could get a second-round pick, or like I said, even a third, to move back a couple of spots and still get Thomas Jr., that would be a great result.
Yeah, I pretty consistently, you know, when you do these online simulators, Thomas is usually the guy I take if I trade down to 14, 15, and Bowers is gone and the big three are gone. But another guy, you know, I know he's projected back of the round, but the more I watch him, man, Ladd McConkey, like, I guess 14, 15 is probably too high for him, but it does become a conversation about, you know, well, at least for that part of the conversation, how far back do you go? But the question is about Thomas. Of course, I agree with what you said. He's, you know, I think that the top two Harrison and Neighbors are far and away better than others. I'm hearing some people say that Odunze is, you know, closer to them than others say, and maybe he is. We'll know in time. But from what I've seen, I would much prefer Harrison or Neighbors over Odunze. And then the question between Odunze and Thomas is a harder one to answer because I do think they're closer. I would have no issue with Thomas.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited
by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus. This podcast is sponsored by Ramp. Are you the decision maker in your company? Consider this. For the first time in decades, there's a better option for a corporate card and spend management platform. Meet Ramp, the only corporate card and spend management system designed to help you spend less money so you can make more. Most corporate credit cards offer points as incentives, but those points amount to less than their worth in real cash value. Ramp's business cards offer you cash back, real money in your pocket. Plus, you control who spends what with each vendor. And Ramp software collects and verifies receipts automatically, which means you'll stop wasteful spending and close your books in hours instead of days. Businesses that use Ramp add up to 5% to their bottom line the first year. If you're a decision maker, adding Ramp could be one of the best decisions you've ever made. And now get $250 when you join Ramp for free. Just go to ramp.com/easy. Ramp.com/easy. ramp.com/easy.
Cards issued by Sutton Bank and Celtic Bank, members of FDIC. Terms and conditions apply.
Lucky Land Casino asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky?
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Play like a Jet. Play like a Jet.
Next question comes in from Michael Christopher again. He says, Scott, admit it, you secretly want Brock Bowers because Joe Douglas could be playing the long game. If they fire Robert Saleh after this year, that means he could hire Todd Monken, who transformed Bowers to new heights and could help get the Jets offense to another level. LOL. Seriously, though, can Bowers be the number one weapon in this offense, overtaking Garrett Wilson as he grows as a player, or will he be somebody like George Kittle, where he's the second or third option in a potent offense? First part of this, I never even thought of that with Monken, but that's a great thought. The Jets had Bowers, and they moved on at head coach. I would love to see Todd Monken come in here and be reunited with Brock Bowers, but as much as I love Todd Monken, in order for him to become the head coach, that would mean something went very, very wrong in 2024, and I don't think any of us want that, especially with Rodgers being 41 years old. Second part, yeah, Bowers could certainly, if he gets drafted by the Jets, become the number one option in the offense, but he could also be number two or number three. As long as the offense is producing, it really doesn't matter. Look at the 49ers. Like you said, they've got Kittle, they've got Ayuk, they've got Debo Samuel. They even have Christian McCaffrey, who makes a big impact in the passing game, as Breece Hall will for the Jets. I don't think any 49ers fan cares who's the number one, number two, number three weapons. Those guys are all elite playmakers, and that's what you're looking to build here. So whether or not he ends up being the number one weapon or ends up being the number two or three weapon, as long as he's an elite playmaker and the Jets offense is putting up points and the team is winning games, nobody should be concerned about that.
Yeah, it is funny, right? All roads lead to Todd Monken when we talk about past mistakes at head coach and who would be a good option in the future. You'd love to see it. But as you said, bringing him in or anyone in would mean that something went horribly wrong this season. But I would be all for it. And that is a concern for me, Scott. You know, I'm trying to stay as upbeat and optimistic as possible. This should be an exciting time. It is an exciting time. But I do sometimes come back to, if you take Bowers, you know, I get that Rod, and I tweeted about this the other day, and people kept saying, no, Rodgers runs the offense. Like, Rodgers is going to make changes at the line. But Nate Hackett's going to be the guy installing the offense and deciding where guys line up. Yes, can he work with Rodgers on that? Can Rodgers make changes? But it's silly to just assume Nate Hackett will have no impact on the development of Brock Bowers, which to me is a negative. And it's the same thing if they take an offensive line. Like, great, you took a tackle. Who's he working with? Keith Carter. Can someone provide me the list of young players that Keith Carter developed from draft pick to superstar? I don't know that there are any out there. So, you know, that's the sort of the elephant in the room with that. I have these moments where, you know, as many hours as I'm spending watching these prospects and as excited as I am for the draft, I do have these moments where I think, and maybe it's Jets fan PTSD, but I'm like, I can't help but think they'll find a way to let this player fail no matter who it is, because they don't have the coaches in the building to develop offensive players.
Glenn Naughton, editor, Jet Nation, thanks so much for coming on and answering some mailbag questions with me. Really appreciate it. Check out everything Glenn's doing over at Jet Nation. Check out everything we're doing at playlikeajet.com. And be sure to give us a 5-star review for the podcast on iTunes, if you haven't done that already. Easy way to help out the show if you like what we're doing. Doesn't take you much time, doesn't cost you any money, but it goes a long way to help us out. So if you could go ahead and do that for us, we'd be quite grateful. And for the latest and greatest in New York Jets podcasts and content, you know where to go. That's Play Like a Jet Digital and PlayLikeAJet.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.